How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And today's rockstar, we've got Lauren Brooks. She's the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. Such a fun company. Tell me all about it.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So Little Wasted, we have a couple of different companies under it, but we are everything edible and everything glittery. So we do cocktail rimmers. We have a bakery line called Bakery Bling, and we have a children's line, which is for bakery, and also little rimmers called Itsy Glitzy.
It's all about your love for glitter and putting it as accessories on your drinks, on your baked goods, right?
Absolutely. You know, someone asked me why, and I was like, because it's fun. It's great. And
it adds... we need a reason to have
fun?
No, we
don't. No. You know, in today's world, you can have fun, and it kind of lightens the mood, and it's just fun.
Especially people need that just to brighten their day, right? Add a little glitter, a little glam.
As we say, add a little sass to your glass, or every dessert deserves a little bling.
I love it. That's so great. Now, your background is in TV.
It is.
In TV broadcasting. So
tell me
about that transition from television to entrepreneurship.
You know, after college, I did the route. I went to South Dakota, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I had a daughter too. So it was fun. I had a lot of time. I wouldn't take back any of those experiences. And I think TV taught me a lot, being that you talk to new people every day. You're always trying to sell something, right? Whether it's yourself, the story, you just need someone to talk to. So
you get
really good at just, you know, selling and talking to people. And I think that's something
that's crucial for entrepreneurship. No,
it is. It's, you know, I read a book recently and it was called Emotional IQ, and it's dealing with other people and just how important that is, because you can have the brightest IQ, but if you don't know how to work with others or sell to others, then you have a chance of failing.
Yeah. So what do you think is the key to working well with others, and especially in your business?
I think listening to people, but always understanding what they're saying. So the customer, you know, you learned early on, customer's always right no matter what. But you have to really, for us, we're so customizable, regardless if it's your cocktail rimmer or your baking topping. You know, we really work with our customers and we always want them to be happy. So it's important.
So when did you come up with the idea? And then when did you realize that you were onto something?
So when we started Little Wasted, perfect name for liquor. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a low calorie cocktail, but I wanted it to be in beautiful packaging, you know, leopard lace, the whole glitter experience.
And let me guess, because you wanted something like that, you're like, I'm going to create my perfect drink.
Oh, absolutely. My graphic artist, you know, here we have this beautiful bottle, but not understanding what could actually be put onto a bottle. It's not that easy, just creating a bottle. And yes, that's what we want. So I went and met with a distillery, and the guy was like, you don't want to get into liquor. And I was like, what? Why not? Who doesn't want to get into liquor?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, you know, you really should look at other avenues. You should try and do something like a cocktail rimmer. And I was like, cocktail rimmer. Okay. You know, and just, you know, it takes so long to go through all the government approvals. You have to get TTB, then you have to work with your state licensing, go through all that kind of stuff, the liquor licenses in the state. So I decided, okay, you know, let's look at these cocktail rimmers. And, you know, they were all just so boring. You get them in a, you know, it's just it, my thing. You have girls' night out, or you go into a bar, or if there's happy hour. You're there to have a good time,
right?
So I started looking at all these flavors, and so our initial flavors we came out with all were edible glitters. We could put edible glitter hearts and stars and all these different shapes, lips. You know, we have one now. It's called Coconut Kiss, and it's coconut flavored and has little lips in it that are red and glittery. So it's fun, and we came out with flavors like cotton candy and birthday cake and toasted marshmallow. And then we have the lemon and things like that. And that's really how we started. You know, we went to one of the gift shows. So I remember my husband went, this was back, you know, a couple of years ago. I think I just had a baby. My mom went with us to help take care of the baby. My daughter was in Atlanta. We went to the gift show. And your initial thought is like, you love your product. So, you know, it's got leopard on the sides, yeah. You know, it's so cute. And we went to our first gift show and I figured, oh my gosh, this is just, you know, everybody was saying it's going to sell. And when I first went to that show, it was like, oh my gosh, there's so much more work that has to be done.
So what kind of work needed to be done? And why do you think it didn't sell as much as you thought at
you
that
know,
point?
It sold well. I mean, we went into over 400 gift stores across the country. But what I think I failed was it's a product that belongs in a liquor store where, you know, when you go and you're going shopping for a party, you're going to shop for drink mixes, things like that. So someone who's having a party is most likely looking for a drink ramp.
Right.
It's not your person at home on maybe a Monday night, Friday night, who gets home from work and is like, okay, I'm going to throw on a glittery rimmer to go on that drink. It's
so knowing where your audience is and how they're using your product.
Absolutely.
Can point you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Of how to market it, where to market it.
Absolutely. Because that's really important. Mm-hmm. And that was something maybe I hadn't necessarily thought about. So we did well. And I guess where, you know, it kind of evolved was when we had people from the baking industry asking us if we could do something like that for the baking industry.
So people were actually asking you for your product.
Absolutely.
In a different way.
Right. And because edible glitter is so expensive, I mean, it sells from anywhere from $150 to $300 a pound.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's really expensive.
So, well, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah. How do you even find edible glitter? Do you have it made specially for your company?
We do. So, you know,
you had to develop this product. Tell me what went into that.
I mean, we look at the market. Now, I mean, I look at the market a lot differently now than I did when I first came in, because when I first came in, I was trying to just get my, you know, my sea legs, sea legs on, or trying to understand, because, you know, I think the thing too is every industry I've gone into, I didn't have the knowledge of it. So it's not like I went to culinary school or I went to, you know, mixology school. I don't even know if they have a school for that, but it's not like I worked in bars or things like that.
Yeah.
I did TV. So I think that made me, it was good in the sense that I knew how to deal with people. So I think that's how I always made it. That's how I've made it as far as I've made it.
And you're always a student when you're in journalism and a reporter.
Right.
So you probably had that desire to research and figure it out.
Absolutely. So I think for us, you know, the baking industry started we went to a fancy food show and went in as a new company, and that did well for us. And and from there, you know, we went to the IBIE and the IDDBA shows, and we also had a distributor that we were working with very closely. I learned some lessons through that as well, but it's all kind of brought me to where we are now. And now we really started in the wholesale and the baking industry, and we're coming back to retail. So we're in Michael's. We're going into other large retail boxes, but we started wholesale. So we started going to the grocery stores, Safeways, Vons, all those, you know, large consumers that were using our product in their in-store bakeries or were using it on their products. I don't know, looking back at it now, I don't know if that was the right way to start or if we should have started with the smaller, you know, bakery stores and places like Michael's, even though Michael's is one of the largest bakery
store.
Yeah, I mean, they're a craft store, but they have a large baking aisle.
Yeah.
So we went wholesale first.
Okay.
And but with that, I mean, we are OU, so we are in the process of being woman certified right now. We're OU kosher. We're certified organic. We're third party certified.
Wow.
I mean,
and obviously, as you mentioned, you're a people person, so I'm sure that's been a key factor in getting into these stores like Michael's. But beyond that, what's been your strategy for building these relationships so these stores will sell your product?
You know, I'm a kind of person, I email, even if I don't hear back, I'll email them again. Mm-hmm. And then a little time goes by, I'll email them again. I mean, I know how busy my own life is. Right. I have 3 children. So sometimes you forget about things or you're like, okay, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Uh-huh. But I just keep after it. So
until they can't ignore you.
Well, and it's because it's a product I believe in. And so I know sometimes new is different and maybe new isn't always accepted. And I know it can take a long time. I think for me, this has been the hardest lesson I've learned. It's not everything happens today, but it takes time and it can take a lot of time. But I think I'm persistent and I'm a hustler. So I'll never give up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what has made me Little Wasted Bakery Bling successful is, you know, it was, I don't give up. Mm-hmm. You know, we were on Billion.
Keep sending those emails.
Keep sending them. You know, it's crazy because Tillman, we were on his show, Billion Dollar Buyer. I reached out to his head of beverage 2.5 years ago to get the cocktail rimmers. In my thought, Itsy Glitzy, which, you know, pink lemonade, Shirley Girl, Shirley Temple flavor, cola. It'd be perfect for Rainforest Cafe.
Uh-huh.
So I sent that email 2.5 years ago. And, you know, okay, send us some samples. And then you don't ever hear anything back. And it's kind of crazy the way things work because everything works the way it's supposed to. No matter if you force it or if you don't, it's going to work out the way it is. But now we're in Mastro's. Now we're in. And I may have had to wait 2.5 years, but sometimes that's how long you have to wait.
Patience and persistence, so very key. We are going to be right back with my guest, Lauren Brooks. She's the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888. 400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
We caught up with American Veterinary Medical Association President Dr. Michael Topper at its annual convention.
We see that pets are becoming obese. Unfortunately, some of us people are becoming a little more obese, so we need to marry the two programs and encourage people to get out and walk, but please take your dog for a walk so it'll help both of you. It's a little tougher for cats because we don't take them for a walk, but play with your cats. You know, get some activity.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And joining me, Lauren Brooks. She is the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. Now, we were touching on earlier how there's this fine balance between staying focused on your goals and letting them kind of organically evolve. Like, for example, you never thought you'd be in the baking industry. So how did you know that, you know what, there's an opportunity here and I do want to go in this direction?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to someone about that yesterday. Uh-huh. I think you have to kind of see what's out there. There's so many people doing so many things now. And your business can change. It's like life. You may not expect it to change, but you kind of have to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, for a long time, that was hard because I had set myself out, even when I did TV, that this is what I was going to do. I was going to get back to LA and that's what I was going to do. Things change. And sometimes products change or things like that happen. So I think for me, there was an opportunity in the bakery industry. No one was doing what we were doing. So me, I said, let's run as fast as possible. And I think that's sometimes what you have to do. I mean, if there's a ton of products out there and yours necessarily may not be different, you have to find the difference.
Right.
And that's, I think, what you have to do now because there's so much competition in everything.
But sometimes, just because sometimes something is easier doesn't mean that that's the route you should take. It still has to be fun for you. It has to be a passion.
Right.
So how did you know that not only is this going to be a good opportunity, but I do want to spend my time and resources in this direction?
I love creating. Mm-hmm. So for me, creating all these different toppings for all these different desserts was a lot of fun. And even the cocktail rimmers, you know, I get to mix them, make them, flavors, all that type of thing. Different sugar pieces, whatever else we add to them. I enjoy doing that. So for me, it was creative. It was fun. And I liked doing it. And there was an opportunity in that industry. And I remember not even the first month after we had Bakery Bling, we saw a large purchase order come in from Safeway Vons. And, you know, and to me, that's like, oh my gosh, the product works,
yeah.
You know, and it's like seeing that vision become a reality. And then you see the potential, you know, that's just one grocery store or, you know, whoever may be selling it and the opportunity. That's me. I always see all the opportunity. Even now, I mean, Bakery Bling's only been around for 2 years. We're in Michael's. We've done the Safeway. We've done a lot of other businesses. You know, we've worked with Disney. We do a lot of different work, but there's still a lot of opportunity that we haven't even tapped into.
Yeah. And you learned kind of the hard way, but a good lesson on spending money wisely, because recently you were putting money in a direction that you were realizing, okay, this is not going to pay off.
You know, and it is true. I mean, I think everybody needs a good mentor. My husband is, you know, probably I'm like more like this and he's like this. So he keeps me balanced.
So you would consider him a business partner as well, or a mentor?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has his own businesses, but anytime I need to talk to someone, he's always there. Mm-hmm. And he said, Lauren, you have to stop throwing good money at bad. And for me, when we started Little Wasted, it was to have a liquor company. And I had gone through a few obstacles in that. And persistence, again, I'm very persistent. But sometimes you have to kind of sit back. And if something may not be going your way, it may not be the best thing to be persistent if you're throwing money at it. So we were trying to get this bottle packaged. And we had put a lot of money into the tooling of the bottle and other things. And the packaging wasn't going to work out. But they told us it was going to work out. So I kind of had to learn that lesson the hard way.
Sometimes you just cut your losses and move on.
And I'm not saying the liquor won't ever happen. It's just not now.
Sometimes the timing has to line up.
So absolutely.
You figured out that this was the better thing to start with.
Well,
the bakery.
The bakery is doing so well.
Yeah.
That I need to put my focus into that.
Right. So yeah, putting your focus into what's giving you the results the quickest.
It's working, and it may not be what you thought would work.
Yeah. So this has been wildly successful. It's grown 400% in the past year. What's been the key to that kind of growth?
I think persistence. Just keeping at it, realizing what the market is and how to go about it. Like I said, I'm not from the baking industry. So trying to find these contacts, trying to find out who's in charge, it takes work. But if you're willing to put in the hard work and be persistent, you're going to get results, especially if it's a product that works.
And you're kind of marketing to two different groups. One, the retailers, and then two, the customers.
Absolutely.
So how do you navigate that and make sure that you're talking to the people you need to talk to?
So I guess for social media, so we have Little Wasted and we have Bakery Bling, and they are marketed completely different. Mm-hmm. So Little Wasted, Bakery Bling can be under Little Wasted. And obviously the Glass Glitz and the Itsy Glitzy, that's all under Little Wasted. But as far as the Bakery Bling goes, it's marketed by itself. So that's mainly your cupcakes and your toppings and all that kind of stuff. I guess for the Bakery Bling, it's the at-home mom, who's making cupcakes. I mean, that's a huge industry of people making things with their children, or someone who doesn't want to go out and buy the $80 birthday cake and they want to have a fun event with their kids, or making cookies for Valentine's Day. So we definitely cater to them. We're starting to do a lot of videos and showing people how to use the Bakery Bling and invite them into our kitchen. And then for the Little Wasted side, it's just marketing the cocktails, maybe shaking a cocktail. We have floating glitters that go in the cocktail. So you can have like the glittery stars on the top of the cocktail, or the hearts, or the things like that.
And speaking of social media, anytime you can be very visually appealing on social media, it does very well. Like, for instance, I took a photo of these gorgeous cookies that you gave me. They are so beautiful and different. Like you said, it's like distinguishing yourself in this industry
absolutely.
Of bakery.
And that's what you want to do, is distinguish yourself. What sets you apart?
Mm-hmm. So tell me, do you have any tips or tricks for staying organized and for time management?
I need someone to teach me some of those tricks. For me, organization is important because it's what keeps you organized, knowing everything. I keep myself organized, whether I do a good job at it or a bad job. I mean, I always know everything I have to do. I make lists the night before of everything that I need to check off, so I don't wake up during the night thinking about certain things, but I am a list. I make a lot of lists for myself.
It's so necessary, yeah.
I know. And then I check them off the next day and make sure I get everything done.
Are you more of like a physical list in front of you on a piece of paper?
Absolutely.
Or is it digital?
Nope. I'm a list in front of, I guess I'm old school. I like to write it out and know exactly what I'm doing. So, in my briefcase, I have sheets of paper that I write my list. And then, so what's it called? The paper that's like,
like the yellow pad? Or?
Yeah. Mine's white, but. So then the papers can't ever lose themselves because they're attached as well.
Oh, there you go. That's
so
good.
I just go onto the next page and the next page, because I write down ideas all throughout the day. I mean, we have new products coming out. We have patents on things. We have trademarks. Mm-hmm. Just trying to keep organized.
And obviously you need to be very creative and innovative in your business. Do you have a strategy for being those things?
No, I mean, I try and work on it every week. So I try and take a few hours a week and, think about what's needed. You have an industry there's so many products out there, but what's needed? We talked about it, the sprinkles, the non-pearls, they've been out for so long. the Quinn shapes. So trying to think of new products.
Yeah, how do you disrupt the business and the old model?
And it takes a while. It's not something you're going to roll out and say, okay, here's a new product. Use it. They have to keep seeing it. It's repetition.
Great advice. I love it. So much good stuff. Thank you so much to my guest, Lauren Brooks. She is the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. And we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more. So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Form and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining us is Nikki Jackson. She's the CEO and founder of RangeMe. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
All right, give me the elevator pitch and however you want to give it. What is RangeMe?
Okay, so essentially RangeMe is a product discovery platform that enables retail category buyers to source new innovation for their stores.
So give me a contextual example. Walk me through. So I'm the buyer. I'm the one. I'm the decision maker in the process for Target.
Yeah.
Now what?
So essentially, the platform ensures that if a category, when a category buy is set up in the platform, your example is a Target, the buyer is set up with the categories that they buy for. So if you're a buyer of skincare and you only want to see skincare products, you only see products that are relevant to your category.
On your website, Range Me.
Within the platform, it's a closed platform for buyers. And not only that, we give buyers the right tools to find the right products, whether they're looking for products with a certain margin, a certain approval certification. They may look for something that they want that's organic, certified, maybe it's minority owned. Whatever it is, they basically let us know what are their preferences and what are their filters, and the platform intelligently recommends products to them that best meets their needs.
How do you make money? Do you make money by facilitating the deals and get a small percent, or do they have to pay a monthly and that's how you make your money?
So we're monetizing through premium features that the suppliers can opt to pay for.
Okay. Where are you from? You have an accent.
Okay. I'm from Sydney, Australia. Down under.
Down under?
Yes.
It's very faint. Very faint Australian accent.
I was born in South Africa, lived in London for a bit, and most of my time in Australia.
So it's kind of a mix between the South African and Australia.
Yeah.
I love that.
Surprisingly, the people in the US love it.
What was it like moving around to all those places?
It was great. I mean, I did it when I was young, childless, husbandless. So I was, you know, it was a very different time.
Yeah.
I think when you relocate to a new country with a business plus a whole family, it adds another layer onto it, but equally is just as exciting.
Well, when did you move to the US?
We moved just over 12 months ago.
To the US?
To the US, to San Francisco.
Okay.
So
and then
we grew very quickly.
And are you still in San Francisco now?
Yep.
Okay.
That's home.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And how has it been doing business in the US versus some of the other places you've been?
Absolutely amazing. So I've always worked for US companies. In the past, I worked at Kellogg's, Pepsi, all my colleagues, a lot of them were American. So I just love the way Americans do business. I love the way they communicate. I love the way they present. And I feel like everyone here is after the next best thing. People want to collaborate. They want to partner. And if I think about our journey over the last 12 months, it's just been incredible. And it's because we're in this amazing market.
Well, tell me, what has your journey been like over the last 12 months?
Wow, it's just gone like that.
Well, give me the highlights.
So the highlights are...
The best parts and the worst parts.
Well, the best parts are the fact that RangeMe is actually meeting a real need in the market. If you think about yourself going to the grocery store 5-10 years ago, it was all about big brand names. Now there's a huge surge of these emerging brands, whether if you think about in grocery, it's organic, natural, artisan. And
I'll buy a brand I never heard of before,
exactly.
Much more likely nowadays.
Exactly. But yet consumers are less brand loyal. They're more trend loyal. So they're looking for the next biggest trend and they don't care where they buy it. And what's happened is retailers now need to keep up to date. And it's a very difficult process for them to do it. How do they keep up to date with products that are launching 365 days of the year? And that's why RangeMe has really fulfilled that need for a lot of big retailers who have to keep up with the likes of Amazon, who can launch products and get them to the consumer at the speed of light.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. So the biggest highlights for us is launching a proposition in the marketplace and a marketplace full of products that is actually meeting an unmet need for big box retailers in the United States. And so that's been hugely exciting when presenting to vice presidents of purchasing and, you know, hugely senior people. And they're like hugely excited by offering and what we're doing because it's really changing the shape of how buyers can source new innovation.
How did you come up with the idea? I feel like a lot of the times people come up with a business model, a product, a service out of a desire, a need, and a want to solve a problem that they experienced in their own life. Now, that's not always the case, but was that the case for you or what spawned the idea to create this business?
Absolutely. So as I said before, my background is in consumer packaged goods. I used to work at Kellogg's, Pepsi, had a lot of experience bringing big brands to market. And around 3.5 years ago, I had my second child who had terrible eczema.
Congrats.
Thank you. She's just turned 4. And I started on the path of developing an organic skincare range for children with eczema. I was using a local compounded cream by a chemist, and I decided to take that formulation, commercialize it, and bring it to market. But what happened is I came to the common problem that a lot of innovative emerging brands have, and that's how difficult it is to break down the wall and access a buyer at a major retailer when you're not a big brand name like a Kellogg or a Pepsi and you have that established relationship. But what was happening is, as I said, the market has shifted. It's now about trends, which is driving consumer demand. And so retailers now need to look at these emerging brands who drive higher profitability, a higher price point and actually are driving most of the growth in their categories. And so how do retailers source and find these innovative brands? They can't speak to them one by one. There's just too many of them. So I decided to actually develop a technology solution to enable these emerging brands to be discovered.
Okay. Which I think is phenomenal. And I think the fact that you went from working for the big companies where you saw the problem and now you created the product is what's so cool. CEO and founder of RangeMe, Nikki Jackson, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. I love your story so far. I think it's so cool that you were like the secret weapon at the big stores. And now you kind of learned from, you know, where the holes in their business model was, went out, and now you're able to serve that. Are you actually working with Pepsi and Kellogg's, the companies that you worked at?
Absolutely not working with them.
They're not somebody that's using your platform, RangeMe?
No. So the platform is predominantly emerging brands, so brands that are on trend, up and coming. So we don't necessarily service Kellogg and Pepsi at the moment because they have those.
But you work with the big, with the decision makers there, right?
With the retailers. So these big brands have got their established relationships with the retailers.
Yeah.
But actually, these big brands aren't growing. So if you look at grocery, for example, over the last year, big national brands are growing by 0.3%, so pretty much flat.
Yeah.
Medium-sized brands are growing at 3.8%, and small emerging brands are growing by almost 12%.
But that 12% is on a relative scale because 12% of a billion is much different than 12% of 100,000.
Yes, so. But the trend is going to continue.
But the trend
and
is continuing.
And what's happening time and time again in these small emerging brands are being bought out by Kellogg's, Pepsi, P&G, Unilever.
So, you know, you name this statistical growth, but again, I'd take 0.3% of a billion, then 12% of 100,000. However, what is the lifetime cycle of that company that does have 12% growth? Do they just die after 3 years? Do they fail? A lot of times that's what happens. I feel like these companies will get a lot of success early on and then they'll fail. So do you know what, you know, these big companies are looking for when they acquire a business? Is it proof of concept, track record of success? Is it just a good idea? Like, you know,
it's definitely proof of concept.
A brand like Suja, you've heard of them. They got hundreds of millions of dollars from Coca-Cola and I think Goldman Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
And they started off as just a small little health drink in San Diego. And now their company's valued at like $500-600 million.
Yeah.
So brands like that would be a good platform for RangeMe.
All those emerging brands that are wanting to attract and track the retailers. And these are the next best thing. These are the on-trend brands.
Yeah.
A lot of them are started by minority-owned groups, whether it's women, veterans, mom entrepreneurs. And what's so exciting is we get to see when these brands are actually taken in by some of the major retailers and through the platform. So That's the best prize at the end of it, to see that these emerging brands are actually finding a place on the shelves, and it's thanks to the platform for doing that. And one day these brands may be the ones that are bought out for billions of dollars because they've got that traction.
So then you guys have to figure out a way to get a little skin in the game there and get a little couple points.
It's a very interesting model, trying
to figure that out.
Yeah, and a lot of these smaller brands, you know, they need access to funding, sales support.
It's like a mini
support.
Shark Tank kind of site.
Of course, yeah. It is.
I love that. So, you know, your business sounds really interesting. It sounds exciting. And I think that it's kind of, you're talking about trends.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are capitalizing on that trend.
Oh, absolutely. We see products as they're brought to market. You know, a product launches in the market, they create their social media pages, they get their barcode and their packaging, and they're on RangeMe. It's absolutely amazing to see these trends coming well before they hit the shelves.
And you guys have an easy, seamless, sounds like checklist and process that these companies go through.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I think the business model is super smart. I think you're capitalizing on a trend, which is what you guys are all about, is finding trends and then having your business model capitalize on those trends. If you could go back and talk to yourself in your first year of business, what would be maybe one or two pieces of advice you'd share with yourself? Because whatever that is, it's probably beneficial for millions of people listening to us about what they should probably be aware of.
Yes.
You know, for myself, there's a lot of things, but I want to hear from you. What's one or two things?
I think the challenge is you surround yourself by so many people. So you mentioned all those stakeholders and you get so many mixed opinions about what you should do and what you should be doing. So that is probably the one of the most difficult things as I look back. And now I'm sitting in this chair now, that you really have to, you have to hear everyone and listen to what they say, digest it, and then think, okay, well, what is right for this business in the next quarter, in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months? And so part of your role as a CEO and a founder is trying to distill all these ideas, all these thoughts, all these recommendations, and all this advice, and really create the right path forward with a strong leadership team behind you.
So that's where you would go back and tell yourself?
Yes, I would be saying, like, know that that's going to happen. Because in the very beginning, I was like, yes, surround yourself by as many people as you can. And then what I realized is that the more you surround yourself with so many people,
yeah,
the harder it sometimes can be. So you really have to pick and choose
the right people.
And I have been so fortunate to find the right people who have been honest, fair, and who you can be honest with, which is the most important. And then I think the other thing is be open-minded. Because you never know who that person that's sitting next to you at a conference.
You never know who they are, and
you never know what they're going to do. And I have an incredible story about my first few months in the United States sitting next to someone who now says to me, Nikki, at the time you probably thought I was like a gray-haired guy just trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
And he has been, he's an industry veteran in the retail space, very well networked, and has been incredible in opening doors and truly believing in RangeMe as a platform and a product to shake up the industry and improve a lot of process. And this is someone who has been in retail for the last, I shouldn't say it, but probably like 30, 40 years and is very well respected. And there he was talking to me, and I was open-minded to, of course, talk to him and learn as much as I can from him. And he still says to me today, like, you probably thought, when I was trying to talk to you, you didn't even know who I was. Yeah. And I think that's the most important lesson is keep an open mind. Don't judge, speak to people, because you just never know where it's going to lead you.
Which is perfect advice, because so many people need to realize that that is a distinction that a lot of times you go, I just need to surround myself with as many people as possible and see what happens. But although that may be good advice, depends, but I love it because you want to focus on the quality of the people you hang out with. And then, you said, have an open mind. It reminds me of this quote, a mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And so
exactly,
keep an open mind, always be learning, and just be humble. You never know who you're going to run into. Nikki? Pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
NASDAQ Private Market.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
How do you compete in a competitive space? I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Lawrence Wu. He's the CEO of Wuju. What's up, brother?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Pleasure to have you on the show. What's your company to do? Tell us about it.
Sure. So Wuju has two lines of hot sauces, an original and extra hot, and we're trying to take the next step in the hot sauce space as far as ingredients in terms of flavor, you know, being less focused on the pepper, more focused on flavor, specifically with an international flavor profile and a sweet side.
Well, we're talking about how to compete in a competitive space. So how are you guys able to not only be profitable, but also grow your business in such a competitive industry?
Sure. So at first, when I was starting off, it was like, you know, what do I want to focus on? And it came down to simplification in such a competitive industry. And for me, it boiled down to the sweet side, you know, niching down to looking at the more mild market, which is the largest segment of the hot sauce space, and focusing on leveraging the sweet side to get that market.
So how do you see yourself being able to grow your business moving forward? Because it's one thing to get to the level that you're at now, but it's a whole nother thing to try to compete with some of the $100 million and $1 billion companies in your space. So how do you plan to do that?
Sure. Well, I guess the first thing is being able to compete on the shelf, right? That's the first step with first interaction that you have with your customers. And my label is very unique. It's a beautiful watercolor label. And then the ingredients, we have 16 ingredients on there, if you include the ingredients of mustard as well. And, you know, being able to diversify and stand out just through something like your packaging, that's a kind of great way to start.
What do you think are some of the mistakes that people typically make when starting a business that has the competition ultimately crush them?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest mistake, at least in my industry, the grocery business, is assuming that once you get a big name like Whole Foods, Albertsons, or Safeway, you're set, like you're golden. Because a lot of these big retailers, not only are you competing with these companies with huge pockets, but you're also required to, say, give a free case per store. And when you're dealing with hundreds or thousands of stores to start off with, that's a huge upfront cost. So I would say just niching down as best as you can, getting those customers, whether it be regional or just very specifically.
So what do you think's been some of the key traits that have helped you guys become successful?
Sure. I think for me, it's been about the story. I started off in the pharmaceutical industry. I'm 2 years out of school, spent a year working in pharmaceuticals, and I needed to find a way to build a story behind the brand. And so what I did to prove the concept was I gave out 1,000 free bottles, shipped out from my parents' garage to random people online through a website called Reddit that tons of millennials go to. And I thought, you know, what's the best way to get honest opinion? And obviously, that was a great way to do it. And I got very positive feedback, which led me to Kickstarter, which led me to a food show. And now I'm here.
CEO of Wuju, Lawrence Wu, is joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Lawrence, who are some of your favorite entrepreneurs out in the world that inspire you?
Sure. I think Tim Ferriss is a big one.
Four-Hour Work Week.
Yeah, 4-Hour Work Week, probably one of my favorite books. It was just very real to me and, like, leveraged all of the great resources we have out there. And my parents work in restaurants, and they work more about hard work and persistence rather than working efficiently sometimes, I would say. So
Old school versus, you know, nowadays with technology and all the little growth hacks that are out there, it's all about working smart. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's how we use them that's going to determine our success. So what do you think are some of the things you know that help you work smarter instead of harder?
Sure. I mean, just keeping an open mind. And again, like I said, connecting with people, figuring out, you know, what's the most important, what are the most important mission critical things to think about? And then just kind of searching, doing my own due diligence. There's something as simple as Google searching, you know, what are the best tools, and, user ratings today so prevalent that it's pretty easy to do.
What are some of the lessons you learned as you started to build out your e-commerce site? Nowadays, there's so much money, so many new businesses, people teaching how to be successful on e-commerce. So what are some things that you've learned about e-commerce that would benefit our audience?
Sure, sure. So I think having enough, having the right plugins for me has been huge. At first I was like, oh, I want to keep this website pretty clean as far as like the functionality and look. But as I grew and had something like, say, a chat feature where it's like, hey, you know, I'm Lawrence from Wuju. If you need any help, like, please talk to me. I mean, it's really helped with conversion. And when you're dealing with small conversion percentages, every little bit counts. So I think that those minor details, those additions to the site, have made a world of a difference for us.
What about the numbers? I feel like when it comes to e-commerce, just as most businesses, but especially online, it all boils back down to the numbers. What's your customer acquisition cost, lifetime value, how much money are you spending, where are you allocating your funds, what are your margins, and so many other numbers that are key. Do you have any systems that you use to keep track of your numbers so that you can track and measure your growth?
For me, I mean, I'm a traditionalist, being a recent grad, I've used a ton of Excel in my internships to be perfectly transparent with you. And
keep it old school, baby. Use that Gmail Excel.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty good with organizing everything there. So
awesome. Well, Lawrence, I appreciate you for coming on the show, brother. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. As an actress, I've learned to prepare thoroughly for every part I've played. I wish I'd been prepared for my real-life moment when my mom was diagnosed with dementia in her early 60s.
Biz Talk Radio,